Thank you. And Dr. Lonnie Smith from In the Beginning, Volume 1 and 2. We heard Trek Non, Ed Cherry guitar, Jonathan Blake drums, Little Johnny Rivera on the congas, Andy Gravish on trumpet, John Ellis tenor saxophone, and before that, I ran, I-A-N, from Spiral 2010 with Jonathan Kreisberg guitar and Jameer Williams on drums. And we opened up Passport to Modern Jazz with Pilgrimage from Dr. Lonnie Smith's Rise Up, Peter Bernstein, Hurley Riley on the drums, Donald Harrison alto sax, and Jonathan James Shipp on percussion. Dr. Lonnie was born in Lackawanna, New York, near Buffalo, July 3, 1942, and passed on September 28th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Organ Keyboardist of the Years by the Jazz Journalists Association 2003 through 2005, 2008 through 2011, 2013, 2014, and in 2017, he was National Endowment for the Arts, NEA Jazz Master. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz here on KRVS. Thank you.
Thank you.
KRVS Passport to Modern Jazz. That was Hocus Pocus by Lee Morgan from The Sidewinder. From 1963, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Barry Harris piano, and Billy Higgins on drums. Let's see, who's it? Before that, we heard James Blood Omer from Free Landing from December 1980. We heard High Time, Amin Ali bass, G. Calvin Weston on drums, David Murray tenor sax, Oliver Lake tenor sax, Olu Dara on trumpet. And we kicked off this set of three with Charlie Parker tune Coco by Cuban pianist Aduan Ortiz Quartet from Orbiting. Aduan Ortiz on piano, Dave Gilmore on guitar, Eric Pearson on drums, Rossanne Carter on bass. And we're going to do a couple of Miles tunes, post-bop. There's a definition by Jeremy Yudkin. Definition of post-bop is an approach that is abstract and intense in the extreme, with space created for rhythmic and coloristic independence of the drummer, an approach that incorporated modal and chordal harmonies, flexible form, structured choruses, melodic variation, and free improvisation. And that about sums up the subgenre of jazz that has dominated the music since the 1960s, late 1960s, Miles Davis, Miles Miles, and The Invention of Post-Bop is the title from the Jerry Yudkin, I guess you would pronounce it. We'll hear Orbits with, of course, the second quintet. So, and then we're going to go to his electric, I've seen it, I've crossed it, and it's been progressive rock, so we'll call it that. It doesn't matter what you call it, it's still jazz, and it's something different, and it's wonderful to have the variety. Passport to Modern Jazz, only on KRVS. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Miles Davis, Tattoo Part 2 Live, or Calypso Freelimo. This is from Miles Davis from The Dark Magnus, live at Carnegie Hall in 74. Miles trumpet and organ. Dave Liebman, tenor, flute, soprano on something too on this album. Azar Lawrence on tenor sax, Reggie Lucas, Pete Cozy, and a guitarist Miles just pulled out his hat. I don't think anybody knew him. Dominique Gaumont. And Michael Henderson, bass, Al Foster on drums, Matume on percussion. All right. Session was March 30th, 1974. And before that, Orbits, written by Wayne Shorter, Miles' second quintet, of course, Tony Williams, Ron Carter, and Herbie Hancock from Miles Smiles. And we're going to get into some of the new drum lead stuff. We're going to start out with the fourth trio from Jerry Gibbs' songs from My Father. We just didn't get to play last week. It's Gibberish, and written by his father, Vibus Terry Gibbs. Christian McBride bass, and Jeffrey Keiser on piano. And all these trios are great. I know this one's killer, but that's great too. And then we're going to get to Mike Clark's from Mike Drop, and little Jack DeJohnette, and Allison Miller, Boom Tick Boom, and of course, them I can't leave out, Art Blakey. So hang with us. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRBS. Thank you.
spend some time at jukes, cantinas, and ballrooms with me, Steve Craig, honky tonk, swamp pop, deep southern and Chicano soul, Tejano Conjunto y Mas, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on KRVS.
This Week in This American Life, we asked for your embarrassing stories, just because we thought it'd be fun. Over 1,000 of you wrote in, including Mary, who MacGyvered a corset out of saran wrap to help her squeeze into a bridesmaid's dress, which did not go as planned.
And I'm looking down at the floor, and I'm seeing spots. And I'm a fainter, so I know what that means.
Our embarrassing stories this week.
Wednesday nights at 7 on KRVS.
Harpistry, an eclectic mix of harp-centric music from all over the globe. Hear it Mondays at noon or Sundays at midnight right here on KRVS.
Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Find the past episodes of your favorite KRVS programming on our website at krvs.org.
Support comes from The Vermilion, featuring university news and more, new issues available on campus every Wednesday, and web content published daily at thevermilion.com. Find them on Instagram and Twitter at The Vermilion.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette,